Michael Lawrence reading from his book Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring Orson Welles.
1964 Venice, California was desolate during the winter. My choices during that gray season were either working directly in the mornings or a pleasant escape, a walk a block away to the long, flat bay of sand, the studio en plein air. I had this landscape all to myself, and it was good to go away from the soft presence of the electric crackle of my shanty town out into the vast open wetness of the salt air. Back in my studio kitchen, I'd melt wax and pour the brown liquid onto tinfoil before mushing shapes into it. The room soon became a collage of unfinished products, but their expectant nature appealed to me. They beckoned to me, holding a trail of my own thoughts in ransom. One figure I call was a Buddha sitting in a wagon. The figure in wax had a texture to suggest antiquity, the deterioration made by time. Another wax was an abstract shape. Mostly, I remember the horrible linoleum floor, which I eventually tore up. It was raining cats and dogs. There was a knock at the door. This is Dwayne. He needs a place to stay. Morrison dashed out, and I had a new roommate for a couple of weeks. Dwayne was from Kansas. His idea of art was to collect road signs. Dead end. He was a lost fellow. We shared our peanut butter sandwiches, and I tried to explain to him what a Jew was. It amazed me how many young people from the Midwest expected us to have small horns hidden under our coiffures. I think Jim was giving me a lesson on where I was, what America was about, outside the pages of Norman Mailer or Aldous Huxley. I was reading Huxley's The Doors of Perception, a title suggested by William Blake's writings. If the doors of perceptions were cleansed, everything would appear to me and to man truly as it is, infinite.